This is Dairy Radio Now. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh, in for Bill Baker. The U.S. dairy industry is trying to head off a ruinous situation regarding a proposed 25% retaliatory tariff on cheese exported to Mexico. Chris Galen is Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation based in Arlington, Virginia. So, Chris, you're working hard with the Trump administration, huh?
The U.S. dairy industry is wanting to work with the Trump administration in making certain that as we take a strong negotiating stance, we also don't do things that could adversely affect our dairy farmers and our processing companies, both cooperatives and privately held cheese companies.
So we understand you sent a letter to the Trump administration.
On Tuesday, more than 60 companies and organizations representing the breadth of the U.S. dairy industry in Mexico is asking the Trump administration to rethink its imposition of new tariffs aimed at Mexico, because that has then prompted Mexico to retaliate with tariffs aimed at our cheese industry. And we could see significant reductions in cheese sales to Mexico, which is our largest export market.
So, Chris, with these tariffs in mind, we're already seeing some impact on the futures market.
What we're seeing here in the cash in the futures markets for the dairy industry is that prices have seen a significant downturn in recent weeks, and I think that's directly attributable to concerns over lost sales to Mexico and to China and possibly other countries as well. So while we certainly recognize that the U.S. must be very strong in ensuring our trading partners uphold their commitments to us, we also want to see if we can get a way to resolve the issue with Mexico. And at least while we are negotiating the NAFTA agreement, let's not take any stances right now that are going to be counterproductive.
And Chris, so when NAFTA was instigated, there was a huge increase in dairy products to Mexico, wasn't there?
Since the creation of NAFTA in the early 1990s, we have had a very good and open trade relationship between both countries. As a result, Mexico is now our biggest export market. They purchased cheese last year totaling nearly $400 million, and between cheese and milk and other dairy products, Mexico accounts for about one-fourth of all U.S. dairy exports. So that was the situation now before the announcement of these tariffs on the steel and aluminum products coming from Mexico. And so this is the situation where we recognize the importance of having a strong posture regarding unfair trade practices, but we also want to make certain that we don't shoot ourselves here in the foot.
Well, Chris, despite the increased tariffs, there should be some exports going into China, right?
It's not like we will sell no cheese to Mexico, but certainly it's going to be a major headwind. So we don't want to say that we're going to lose every one of those $400 million worth of sales, but it's certainly going to be a major impediment.
Well, Chris, we think one of the worst-case scenarios regarding these tariffs into Mexico is that Mexico may say, hey, don't need to pay these tariffs. We'll buy dairy products from other countries that have a free trade agreement with them.
Maybe South America, exactly. Argentina might be a source. Europe has just concluded a free trade agreement with Mexico. Now, I don't think the terms of that are in place yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if cheese companies in Europe capitalize on this and say, hey, well, even though the formal free trade agreement doesn't start until, you know, a year or two in the future, you know, this is an opportunity for us to sort of jumpstart the process.
Well, Chris, of course, there's a massive ripple effect when we lose markets.
I mean, because ultimately, you know, this isn't just farmers in the U.S. selling to consumers in Mexico. There are companies involved, exporters here in the U.S. They deal with brokers. They deal with buyers for retail outlets and food service companies in Mexico. And so those are the ones where if all of a sudden the U.S. supply isn't as reliable or certainly isn't as cost effective, then they may look for other alternatives, and it may be a difficult thing to claw back when the tariffs go away.
Well, thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you again soon.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
For Bill Baker, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.